Climate change is the defining issue of our time. Unless we change the way we produce and consume energy, life as we know it will change forever. The overwhelming need to decarbonise and transition to sustainable, resilient economies has already sparked rapid growth in solar, wind, and hydrogen technologies. But there's one source of power with huge potential to consistently and predictably produce clean energy: our planet's vast oceans. What sets ocean energy apart is the ability to integrate with other renewables, adding consistency and complementary energy to the supply. Welcome to InfoLine, Melbourne's most up-to-date 24-hour information service. If you know the number of the category you require, please dial your selection now. This is a short refresher on how to discharge sludge correctly and safely. To discharge your sludge as efficiently as possible, first you need to drain off any liquids. To do this, you need to open the manual sludge tank vent valve next to the control panel. Then connect your 4-inch lay-flat hose to your 4-inch outlet on the rear door. Once this is connected properly, you can go ahead and open the 4-inch knife gate valve. Once the liquids are drained, you may want to open the 6-inch knife gate valve to drain any excess liquids before opening the rear door. Emptying the tank. It's important that before tipping the tank, make sure the truck is parked on level ground and has a slope of no more than 2 degrees. Once the truck is positioned safely, you can go ahead and open the rear door locks and open the rear door using the remote or the control panel. Want to find out what life is like as an officer in the Australian Army? Join the next information session at Royal Military College Duntroon tonight at 6 p.m. and find out about the variety of roles and amazing opportunities on offer. You'll learn more about life as an Army officer and get a guided tour of the military college. RMC Duntroon tonight at 6 p.m. Call 131901 or visit Defence Jobs Australia on Facebook to secure your seat.